mean, and again, if we could just, you know, take a look and see, you know, are there, you know, are there a few trips that are driving the entire numbers? Are they widespread? I mean, these are things we need to know. And what Ron was getting at, I think, is important too. I mean, the industry is willing, through the research set aside, through their own efforts, to step up and implement measures to reduce bycatch. We're not out there trying to catch yellowtail. We just want to achieve our optimum yield on the scallop resource and ultimately make everybody better off. It's a win-win. But in a lot of ways, we need the tools, and right now management is a hindrance to doing what's best for the resource overall. The Survival Fund will obviously continue to work with this committee and the scallop committee to help develop those tools, and as well as working outside the system, whatever we can do to get the flexibility, whatever needs to be done. So I just wanted to be sure, you know, that was conveyed. You know, because ultimately the reduction in the scallop landings, that's millions of dollars that's coming out of our communities. You know, as we move towards more sub-ACLs, essentially, you know, there's good reasons to consider doing that for the scallop fishery. There's going to be other reasons to consider doing it for groundfish and other of its bycatch species. Ultimately, we can create a web of sub-ACLs, which just create regulatory choke species on each other, and we're not achieving optimum yield anywhere. And that money's all coming out of the same fishing communities and the businesses that all the fisheries rely on. So, you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't need to know. We just need to find solutions. Thanks.